This is Taylor Truckee coming to you from the 2015 Commodity Classic. I'm standing here at the John Deere booth chatting with Doug Felter, and we're going to talk a little bit about the new sprayer technology that John Deere has been working on and recently released a newer model, which is really exciting. I know you want to chat a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's right. So in the last 2 years, we've actually now updated our entire sprayer lineup to the 4 Series. In August of 2013, we brought our R4030 and R4038 with 800 and 1,000 gallons. We actually had the R4038 model here with us. In June last year, we introduced R4045 with 1,200 gallons. And just a couple of weeks ago, we launched to the public our R4023 with 600-gallon capacity to round out the update to the entire sprayer lineup for John Deere.
So as producers have been coming through this week and looking at the R4038 that you have at your exhibit, what kind of questions have they been asking? What are they really excited about?
Well, there's a lot of things that they're really excited about with this. We've gotten a lot of positive comments about the total redesign that we've done on our sprayer booms and looking at how we've protected the nozzles to make those a little more resilient. Really a lot of comments about the cab and some of the creature comforts that we've put in there and the conveniences in that. And a lot of attention on our direct injection system that we have this machine outfitted with, which just allows us to, you know, kind of keep the water in the tank clean, inject the chemical closer to the site, keep things cleaner, be a little more efficient in loading, and really do a little bit better job with some of the chemistries like dicamba and 2,4-D that are going to be using a lot more of in the coming years.
What kind of complications had you seen on the earlier models of this new launch that you fixed and taken moving forward with the R4023?
Yeah, so some of the main things when we look at the R4023 model, a couple of the key things that we really worked on improving with that model in particular was really around the cab and the comfort in it for those long days. So we made some treatments that actually brought the sound level in the cab down. It's a little more comfortable now. And we've also got a premium cab package on that model now, which offers conveniences like an updated stereo system, Bluetooth capability, and even has a heated leather ventilated seat. So if you need to spray 14, 16 hours a day because timing's right, you can do it in a little bit more comfort.
Sounds like a cab that you could definitely live in. Is there anything else that you want to add to about the new sprayer or any of the current lineup that you have?
No, I just encourage everybody to come take a look, come talk to us. As I mentioned before, we've updated all 4 models. We've got a lot of nice new features and whatnot, and we really love to talk to you about what you have today and what you might be able to have in the future that would help in your operations.
Perfect. One follow-up question, actually. I just chatted with another John Deere representative about my John Deere and the operations center that they've been talking about a lot at this convention. What's the relationship between sprayer equipment and my John Deere and the tools in that aspect?
Yeah, so the sprayers really, just like any of our implements now, have a high level of connectivity to port data into the My John Deere operating center. All of our newest models are going to come equipped with JD Link right out of the factory, so they're ready to be sending that data into that environment. The cool thing with sprayers, too, is you know, some of our producers don't own their own sprayers. They might count on an ag retailer to do that, and the ag retailer can actually connect into that My John Deere portal as well. So you have the opportunity to perhaps give harvest or other map data to the ag retailer to create a prescription in their own software and send it to their machine or to yours. And you're really able to grow your network and grow the web of partners that you can work with. Your data is no longer on your desktop. It's available to any of your chosen trusted partners. So really exciting stuff really in the application world that helps you work better with your agronomists and your ag retailers in that space.
Yeah, that absolutely sounds like a phenomenal way to add value for producers and to improve things on their bottom line. Thank you, Doug, for taking the time to chat today. And again, this is Taylor Truckee coming to you from the 2015 Commodity Classic.